as we move through this month of Thanksgiving. Michael Davis has dedicated a month to the correlation between justice, giving thanks. Michael Davis is the host of the podcast Common Sense on Social Justice. He's got a month dedicated to Thanksgiving and justice and maybe a little bit of complacency that we see here in the United States. Michael joining us today to introduce a new series of podcasts for the month of November. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
As we were preparing for our discussion today, as you were telling me about what you had coming up on the show, you had pointed out that really throughout this whole month, this idea of giving thanks or the lack thereof, or the work of God in giving thanks, is all circling around the themes of justice. Tell me a little bit about what we got coming up for November in your podcast.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got 4 weeks to release these podcasts in November. So the first one, we're looking at the 26th week in Ordinary Time. And the theme of the scripture readings for the Mass of that week was how in the day of Amos, the people were just complacent. They didn't care that there was suffering around them. They didn't care that the nation of Israel is about to collapse. They just sipped fine wine, listened to good music, and lounged. Got their massages, even mentioning the act of regular massages, you know, as a symbol of just laziness,
okay,
so to speak. And then we get into the story of the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospels, how this beggar's at the gate of Lazarus, and Lazarus just doesn't care. That he's there. And then we look at the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in Ezekiel 16. I won't mention it here, but God tells explicitly through Ezekiel why he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and we might be shocked to find out.
Yeah. And in that one in particular, you make a lot of correlations about what is happening, but it sounds a lot like us in the United States that we've kind of gone far and above what Sodom and Gomorrah is. Yeah. How is this playing out? Again, this idea of Thanksgiving, what we're doing in the United States and some complacency about our work.
Yeah, so we've become fat and lazy in the United States. And I don't mean physically, I mean spiritually. And so we just come to the point where once you become to a point of being grossly overweight physically, you just stop moving, right? And you don't have the motivation to move anymore. Same thing in the spiritual life. Once you become unthankful, once you begin to take everything for granted and you just begin to live a worldly, and your whole goal is comfort and ease, you become unmoved. Whereas the gospel says Jesus was moved with compassion, not just standing there having compassion, he was moved with it. So that takes us into the second week of November, where we'll talk about the people who did care, the saints, and how we can follow their example.
I love that. Michael Davis joining us this morning. He is the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, giving us a preview of some great work he's got coming out in his podcast this month. Michael, as we've been talking about Thanksgiving, of course, it is coming up, a time for families to come together to give thanks. To whom, and as we should recognize as Catholics, we thank God for all that we have. There's nothing that we have in our life that isn't a gift from God. Now, we also have the models of the saints that show us how we are to use these gifts and how we are to give these gifts in justice for the world. Tell us a little bit about that podcast again.
Yeah, so we have the examples of Saint Bikita. We've got the example of Mother Cabrini and different ones who did. Now, what's the core of this podcast is creating a just society right where you are. The saints showed us there's thousands of ways to create a just society because they took where they were physically located, they took their gifts and used them. So Mother Cabrini, she's an immigrant. And by the way, not a citizen, she's just an immigrant with a green card in the United States. And she says, starts hospitals and starts orphanages for immigrants so they can have access to health care. So we've got that example. We've got Mother Teresa who said, I can't be content just sitting here teaching when I'm looking out at the slums outside the window of the school. I have to move into the streets. And so she does it. She doesn't think about it. She actually just does it. And so we've got all these saints that inspire us and motivate us to pull us out of our complacency. But then it takes us into the third week of the podcast to ponder the question, why is it in modern society that the at least at the minimum, the talking heads of social justice tend to be unbelieving people, people with no faith, and they're atheists, and yet they're the ones leading the way in the protests and all that. That's kind of weird.
Interesting. So, Michael, as you were talking about, you take these big ideas on social justice, and we each have a role to play in creating the kingdom of God right in our own neighborhoods. Now, we've been following it a lot in the news with food banks, especially this time of year, under ordinary conditions, are already kind of depleted because we're moving into these colder months. But it seems like now more than ever, we do have a part to play, that we do need to actually act on what our faith tells us. What are some of the ways that we can create a just society in the month of November in giving thanks for our gifts and to help our neighbor?
This is going to be super practical.
Okay.
So going back to the second week with Saint Benedict Joseph Labre, who's my patron saint, he was known for doing a lot of miracles and for feeding the homeless, he himself choosing homelessness as a lifestyle. But behind the scenes in secret, he would multiply food, and he didn't want anybody to know, but somebody accidentally saw him do it one day. So he had a bowl of peas, and he had all these hungry people around him, so he multiplied it, and everybody's bowl ended up full of peas. He was embarrassed that somebody saw him do that miracle. But how is it that we can multiply food? Well, one of the things that we do in our society is we shop at Costco. And because we shop at Costco, we pile up food.
Yes.
Give it away. Because what's one of the tenets of Catholic social teaching is the universal destination of goods. God does not expect me to shop at Costco for myself and everything to end up for myself, but to flow through me to the world. That's a very practical way. It's like, if I've got six cans of jars of spaghetti sauce, what's wrong with giving some of it to somebody who has no spaghetti sauce? And St. John the Baptist is like, thank you, Michael, for saying that. But yeah.
Who doesn't love the buy one, get one free offers? If you were going to buy it anyway, well, you're not out any money if you give that free one away. Yes. Again, and many times throughout our parishes, there are ways that you can collect a bag to offer to St. Vincent de Paul to help our local food banks. And spend some time this month listening to Michael Davis. His podcast is Common Sense on Social Justice. You can find it on our webpage at materdeiradio.com and also listen on the Hail Mary Media app. Michael, thank you in this month of Thanksgiving for all that you do here at Mater Dei Radio, bringing to light these very important issues. And thank you so much for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I love working with you and with the others here. And happy Thanksgiving to you and to everyone listening.